Starting a small business is always a challenge. Starting a meadery, yeah, that's not easy either.
I talk to people about mead. They go, what kind of meat do you make? And I'm like, no, I don't make meat. I make mead. And they don't understand what that is.
Michael Fairbrother opened Moonlight Meadery in Londonderry back in 2010. He's more than happy to explain that mead is a wine made from honey, not grapes. And like traditional wine, you can't rush it.
Oh, that's tart. Oh, the honey's right there. Still a little sweet. Yeah, needs a little more time. My mouth's puckering up on me. But wow, it's delicious.
Fairbrother's meads aren't sticky sweet. He experiments with different ingredients, like rhubarb and pepper, to create really complex flavors. That creativity and a focus on quality at meaderies around America have led to something of a resurgence for the drink. A decade ago, there were a few dozen commercial producers around the country. Today, it's more like a few hundred.
I think that mead has certainly broken out of the traditional limits that people had put on it.
Kerry Green is chief operating officer for Wine America, an industry trade group.
It's sort of seen as the thing you get at Renaissance fairs. And I don't think people see it that way anymore.
Oh yes, the Renaissance fair. One thing still standing in mead's way is its reputation as something you swill out of a gourd. So at Moonlight Meadery, owners are marketing the product as an upscale alternative to wine. And Fairbrother noticed how women reacted to his product at tastings.
The women were knocking over their boyfriends and husbands to get in front of me to try the mead. I knew that the women were very keen to the flavors that we were making.
Moonlight produces meads with cute names like Blissful, Smitten, and Indulge in an attempt to appeal to women. And that marketing has paid off. Moonlight is now being distributed nationally, and Fairbrother expects to do $1 million in sales this year.
If I look at the books last year, how much we lost on paper versus where we're at, it's kind of terrifying. But what we're doing now for sales per month is what we did in all of 2010.
Business at all three New Hampshire meaderies is good right now. Sap House in Ossipee is growing rapidly and winning medals for their high-end products. And Hermit Woods in Sanborton completely sold out their stock last year. But there's one small problem yet to overcome, says Fairbrother.
Currently, the state law says that you can only make wine up to 15.5% alcohol.
Many of the New Hampshire meads actually have a slightly higher kick. Some reach 18%. That makes them technically illegal to produce. But the Liquor Commission agreed to grant temporary waivers to allow production to continue. And a bill that will raise the alcohol limit on wine to 24% is moving through the state house with widespread support. So once that minor issue is cleared up, mead can continue its fight for shelf space at your local liquor store and grocery. Kerry Green with Wine America says that mead's growth can be linked to the craft beer movement and a growing consumer interest in supporting artisan products.
Will mead ever become the dominant beverage? That's hard to say. Probably not in either one of our lifetimes. But for those who have enjoyed it and discovered it, they're enjoying and discovering a great product.
For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.